Very fortuitously, we're standing at the Irish stand checking in with our people for Music from Ireland, and all of a sudden great vocal harmonies and melody comes from next door, which just happens to be Canada. It's you guys, Library Voices. I love it when you stumble across something great, and that's kind of the nature of South by Southwest. How's it been going for you?
It's been kind of a whirlwind. It's been great. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind. We got here yesterday, and this is our, I guess, our second show. We have another one tonight at Trinity Hall, but I mean, we're overwhelmed. So
Regina, Saskatchewan. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Rock and roll capital of Canada. Not.
It's right in the boonies of Canada.
Do you have, like, many... Is there a gig circuit for you within Saskatchewan that you can really sort of dip into, or is it important for you to get to something like this so that you can meet more of your people?
Saskatchewan's a place that bands go through when they tour Canada, kind of, you know. It's, like, it's a place they have to get at, like, just make their way from east to west. The closest center is really, like, either 5 or 8 hours away, the closest place to play where we're from. So we've really had to travel, you know, all 5,000 kilometers to really make a name for ourselves in Canada. It's taken a couple years, but...
And so what stage are you at? I mean, we were talking to Lisa Christensen from CBC Radio 3 the other day, and she was kind of going through some of the bands, but she explained there's 140 Canadian bands showcasing at South by Southwest, which is insane. So she only gave us maybe 3 or 6 to go on. But for you guys, like, are you doing the festivals? Are you kind of doing support tours? Like, what sort of stage of album release are you at the moment?
Well, we released our last LP, Summer of Lust, in October in the States, so we've been sort of doing a few states tours around that, like, since. We're about to go to Europe for our first time in Europe.
Fantastic.
And being released in the UK.
Yeah, we'll be in the UK in May.
Excellent. So you'll have to put an Irish date on there.
I think there is one in the works.
Yeah, there's one in the works.
Yeah, the whole country, I'm sure, would love you. Hey, Rosetta are finally coming over. They're doing a gig next month, and I think that's their first time playing Ireland. So there's a lot of, Canadian bands, but it takes a long time, I think. I suppose the States are so vast and Canada's so vast that there has to be a real impetus to come our way.
I mean, once you have to be prepared once you go over to kind of be able to sustain that every couple months. And so we're at the point, I think, now where we're, you know, we can kind of put our foot in the door and then be back in a few months as well, so...
Excellent. So if we keep our eyes on iTunes, then Library Voices should be showing up there soon.
Most definitely.
Well, listen, have a great showcase tonight and tomorrow as well, isn't it? And are you sticking around for St. Patrick's Day?
We will be around, yeah.
We'll come see some of the Irish bands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
It was great to meet you, and thanks so much for doing a song for us. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.